Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Matias. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Tovar reaches third base with a triple. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Carew steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John juggles the ball. That's an error on John. Carew moves to third. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on John. Carew scores. Oliva moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bradford throws the ball into Aparicio, who tags Alia trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Oliva scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mitterwald for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Tovar strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Matias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. Reese moves to third. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthias strikes out. 1 out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Tovar strikes out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alia hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Twins. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthias scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisk covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 0 for 2 in the game. Matias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matias scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tovar for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Frank Quilici pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Quilici moves to third. It's 7-0, Twins. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Danny Murphy now pitching. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Alia hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 10-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Mitterwald reaches second base with a double. Reese moves to third. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reese scores. Mitterwald moves to third. It's 11-0, Twins. Don Sechrist now pitching. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 3 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitterwald tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Tovar hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. 1 out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Bradford moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sechrist fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing left field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Melton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Melton reaches second base with a double. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Don Sechrist. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Rounceville now pitching. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitterwald strikes out. 2 outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bradford hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards third. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCraw hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.